We are learning Masechet Sedarim, Daf Samach Zayin and Beis, and we are starting from two dots in Daf Samach Zayin Al, approximately 7 lines from the bottom. It said in the Mishnah that Naira Marasa, not the father and not the Baal themselves, could be made for the Neder. They need a Shutvus in both of them. And Shalaz, what's the Makar for that? Menalan, what is the Makar for that? Omar Rabba, Omar Krah. So like we spoke out before, there are three parts of the Parasha. The first part of the Parasha is that if someone made a Neder while she was a Naira in her father's house, the halacha is that a father does hafara and hakama. There the lashon is v'beis avia nadara. V'shama avia says v'isha ki see the nedar l'Hashem v'asu isra v'beis avia b'nareha v'shama avia is nidra. That was the first part, and then it says the hechashla or you have made a hafara or hakama. Then the next part of the pesukim says m'hayu seal ish nadareha Allah. If she was married to ish nadareha Allah, and again then it says there the whole thing of hafara and hakama. Then it says later on, "Vim beis isha nadara is asara isha nafshav shua." Three parts of the psukim, and actually in the pasuk vihim soyu it says a lashon vav ma'isa. Manala, how do you know that a father and baila are made from nadara? I'm a rabbi, I'm a kra. Vim hoyu siyale isha nadara alaha mekan lenaira hamarasa shavia or baila mefir nadara. You see, from here, the father and the baal are made from nadara. Maybe that pasuk is by Nesua. How do you know it's talking about a Arusa? No. It says already the third part of the parasha, if she makes a neder in her husband's house. So we know Nesua already. So it must be this is talking about Arusa. Okay, it's talking about Arusa, so maybe the husband could do it himself. Maybe the husband himself. So we say no. If the husband do it himself by Arusa, so why do you have to repeat over Nesua? You think when he gets married, it becomes worse? Why is it worse? So once you have a pasuk by Nesua, it means Arusa got to be different. So by Arusa, it says you could do Hafaras Darim. How do you know you need the father? It says Vav. V'im ha'yusil ish. That's Lashon. V'im ha'yusil ish. Lashon Vav. Vav ma'isav rishon. But like the Ryan speaks out, that Vav Moisim Rishon is not always 100% drasha. It's only Mukhi Kroy. Here it's Mukhach. Why is it Mukhach? Because you can't say Vam Hayusil Ish means Arusa and you can do it by yourself. Because then what are you saying Pasuk Vam Beis Ishan Adara? If she could do it herself, if he could do it as far as herself by Arusa already, why do you have to say over Nesua? Kavachoyim, you can do it by Nesua. So it must be you have to dash in the Vav and you need the father and the Baal to do it Vam Hayusil Ish. Pray the Gemara Kasha, Eimet Tavav B'Nesua, maybe they're both by Nesua. That means, M'hoyu Sila Ish, that parasha, and the parasha and Beis Ish Nadara are both by Nesua. The Chitim, you're going to ask me the obvious question, Trey Kroy B'Nesua Lomeli. What do you need two Pesukim by Nesua? What do you need two parashas? That's fine, there's a few Pesukim each. What do you need both parashas? The Pasuk Vav, Perek Lam and Pasuk Vav, so those looking in parashas, Sefer B'Mid, the parashas Matas, Perek Lam and Pasuk Vav, it says, it's pasuk vav, it's pasuk zayin. M'hoyu seal ish u'dereh ala. You have that whole parasha, and then it has pasuk yudal and beis ish nadara. Why do you need these two pesukim for the suah? V'chitem treikunim esurik lamali. Because saying like this, maybe it's not the maru, it's the suah. I want you two pesukim on the suah. Lamali lemei marasha ain a baal meifer v'koydman to teach us that a baal is not meifer v'koydman. It says v'm beis ish nadara. Teach us by the way, this neder gotta be in beis ish. That means if she comes in with luggage, with baggage, she comes in with an old neder. When it comes to the husband, can the husband be made for it? No. Then beis ish nadara. But right now we're going both Nesua. Right now the Gemara is saying maybe both took Nesua. Yeah. She had it from she was 11 years old. Now she's 28. Yeah. She had a neder. She comes into the house. Maybe now it's my jurisdiction. I get a new, when I hear about the neder the first time, I can verify it maybe. So the loch is ain baal meifer koydim wa'akum beis ish nadara. So now it'd be fair winding the whole parasha again about this with the whole thing from Haini about the hafara and a kabbat. Maybe in beis ish nadara is teaching us ain baal meifer koydim. That's the pesukim. So I want to know. But lav meila shavmenei. Just say the loch of nesua, and in meila we will know automatically that the beis ish nadara means that dafkin not meifer koydim. So why you still don't why need behind seal ish? It's enough. With the second parasha, you don't need the first parasha. So it must be, it's going by Arusa. It's going by Arusa, we dash in the Vav Maisif, and therefore you have a Shutvis of Avia or Baal Mephir and Dereh. Klar Av Nozim? Good. Well, I'm on base, top on base. The boy is saying, what?
According to the Havmina, you're talking about both of the Sun, what's
the Vav for? So I spoke out before, very good question, excellent question. The Ran says that Vav Maisif Rishon Lo Yaminon Elki Mukhachi Kroy. Only if it's Mukhach the Psukim. But if it's not mukhal pasuk, you don't follow, it's not like a foolproof 100% drasha. It's only if you have a reason to say something. So if it's something like Arusa and Suah, can't be saying the same thing. They gotta be different dinim, so you use the vav. If not, you don't use the vav. But he's saying another teretz that avaya kedusha mashma. That b'hoyusil ish avaya is mashma kedusha. We said hey no b'hoyusia. We said it's beitu one suah also. Zokti mar no b'hoyusia is a lashon of avaya, which is a lashon of kedusha, not nesuin. So we know that pasuk is talking about Arusa. A boy is saying that avaya kedusha mashma. So therefore, we know that b'hoyusia is talking about Arusa. And second part is talking about Nesua. And what's the difference between them? Arusa, you need the Baal and the father. It says Vi, with a Vav Moise. The second parasha is only the Baal. Very good. Zok to Gemara, Eima Avluchud. What? Yeah, no, so even if it's extra, it's not going back on your father. So something going back on Edom or Arusha, you have to figure something out there. But it's not going back on the father. Here it's going back on the father. So you get out from the father. Whatever you want to do the vav, it won't make a difference. But it's not an extra word vav. It's just a way to make a drasha when you have an opportunity. So Freitag Marakasha, Eima Avlechudei Mefer. Eima Avlechudei Mefer. So Mar's Kasha is that it means like this. We just said that Mahoyah Sealer's got to tell us something. But maybe it'll tell us just the minimum. That means the minimum. That really the father himself could do a hafara. And all bringing in the Oros by Mahoyah Sealer's is saying that the Oros has an opportunity to make a hakama. And that it says in the Pasuk hafara just means that shouldn't be a hakama. But maybe really the father himself does the hafara and has the power to do hafara. And as long as the Baal does not do a hakama, it's fine. You don't need his positive hafara. And so maybe who said, maybe the father has full resource, but just the pasuk is saying that the father has a right, the Baal, the husband has a right to make a hakama. But maybe, Eima Avlechudei Mefer. Eima Avlechudei Mefer. The Mar says, no. Vim Kain, Va'osra, Issa Vezavi, Yoni, Issa Lomali. Has to Yeshloim Makam Aris Mefer Avlechudei, Shloim Makam Aris Mabai. So the Mar says, no, it can't be like that. Because the father had a full power, the Shas Arusa, Shas, when she's already engaged, already has a kedushin, to do the full hafara, you wouldn't need the parasha of the Av. Like we said, the first parasha in the pasuk is the parasha of the Av. You wouldn't need the parasha. If Madach, after she's already has kedushin, the father could do the full hafara, so of course he could do the hafara before. And why would you say the whole parasha of the father then before Arusa? Just say it together with the Arusa. Ela karchach. It's not. There's two separate things. The father could do himself before Erisin. After Erisin, he has to do it together, b'shutvus, with the husband. So, it has to be, the father has to need the Aris. So, the other way now. But the Aris could be Mefer himself. So, why do you need the Av? What do you need the Vav Moisif and the Av here? Just like we said the other way. The Hekim Hekim, the Av Kama Kama. So we're saying like this, maybe the Oros could do the Tara thing himself. What's the father's role? The father's role is he could do Akama. Someone know, him came, base Ishin Adar Lamai Kasav. Why do you need the whole parasha of Nesuin for the husband? Umav Mokim Av. Oros Mefil Gudei. Madach, when she's still connected to the father a little bit, when she's Arusa, the husband could do the entire Afara. Shloy Mokim Av, which is after Nesua, Mibai. So Akapanim. We are saying clearly there got to be three different categories. There's father by himself, there's shutvis, and there's husband by himself. The first pasuk, v'asu isa v'esavia, is a father by himself. V'mhoyusil ish is shutvis. V'mbeisish nadara is the husband by himself. Freyti Gemara, eima beis ish nadara loymar she'ena baal mefer b'koidman. So your question, you said like this. You told me that it has to be M'hoyah Sila Ish is Shutvis. Because if it's the Oros himself and the father's role is just to make Akama, so why need Beis Ish Nadara? So, frankly, I'll tell you why I need Beis Ish Nadara. You know why? To tell us that it ain't a Baal Mefer V'Koidman. This passage tells us that a Baal can't be Mefer with old Nadar. Zok to Gemara. Okay, you know what? So, Umine, just telling us that you can't do Koidman. But umine oros mefer koydmin ella lav mishum shutvus av. So he says if that's the case, you'll learn out uminei. That alone will be a limud of shutvas. Why? Because why taka, when you get married, you can't do kaidman? But the halach is, by our aris, you could do kaidman. We're saying only in Beis Ish and Adara, you can, only after Nesuin, you can't do kaidman. But by aris, you could do kaidman. What's the difference? It must be, by aris, and you got a partner. And since you have a partner, you could do kaidman. So that alone being a raya, that there's a real partner going on, and you're not doing it yourself. If you're doing it yourself, you can't do kaidman either by arusa. It must be you have a partner. Uminei, aris made for kaidman, aris made for kaidman, what's pshat? Elam mishum shutazav. If aris made for kaidman, gotta be shutazav. So upon him, what we're coming out is that the way we know that, we're coming out the way we know that a Baal and the father are made for together is the three psukim. And we came out that nothing is extra, there's three different levels. And there's the level of Arusa, level of Nesua, and before that, there's the level of Av. And I met Hashem on tomorrow's blat, we will continue a little bit with this, with the Beir of Shmuel, and who has a divin drasha to teach us this halacha. And but we have to remember this drasha, and we'll have a new drasha, and then a new sugya of Negez Gaius, the Mikos Kol, a big sugya coming up on tomorrow's daf Samaches.